This is Darian Sahanaja of the Brian Wilson Band, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC Accra.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you. Wave Farm's WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Alachua, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast, May 20th, 2021. I'm Mary Sherman. New research reveals changes made by some businesses to pay practices in 2020 tipped the scales in favor of CEOs. Eric Galatis explains.
Many of the nation's largest low-wage employers, including FedEx, Tyson Foods, Walgreens, and other brands, helped expand racial and gender pay inequity during the pandemic. Sarah Anderson is co-author of a new report and says in a year when frontline employees demonstrated how essential they are to the economy and public health, many companies changed their pay practices.
But it was mostly to pump up CEO pay. So of the 100 companies we looked at, more than half of them rigged their own pay rules to give their CEOs 29% average raises while their frontline employees made 2% less.
Companies moved bonus goalposts or changed rules to pay CEOs more than $15 million on average in 2020. The median worker pay was $28,000. Corporate boards have argued that high CEO pay is necessary to keep top talent.
As schools reopen their doors, districts are encouraged to use federal aid to help students catch up. Pennsylvania will receive $5 billion from the American Rescue Plan to address disruptions caused by the pandemic, with at least $1 billion specifically targeted at intensifying support for students who need extra help. Pennsylvania State Education President Rich Askey says teachers need to have a seat at the table as districts decide how those federal dollars will be used.
Educators are the experts, and they know best what schools need to do to bridge those student learning gaps and to bolster their mental, social, and emotional well-being.
He says those efforts should include summer learning and after-school programs, as well as upgraded learning technology. A week after the CDC announced vaccinated people can stop wearing masks in most places, the center's director continues to face some backlash. During Senate testimony on the CDC budget on Wednesday, Rochelle Walensky said the new guidance should be interpreted as it best applies to each community, noting that the country is not uniform. But lawmakers said conflicting information and changing guidance from federal health officials is causing confusion. In other health news, supporters of Arizona's new needle exchange law say it could not only save millions of dollars in health care, but also slow the spread of HIV and opioid overdoses.
Haley Coles directs the group Sonoran Prevention Works and says once you get an addict to come in for new needles, it opens the door for other ways to help them.
That's where we can give out tools like naloxone, the overdose reversal medication, fentanyl test strip. We can make referrals to treatment. This is a major way to intervene on the overdose crisis, the HIV crisis, and the hepatitis C crisis.
Governor Doug Ducey is expected to sign the bill, which will, for the first time in Arizona, allow the exchange of used syringes for clean ones.
That's Mark Richardson reporting. This is PNS. Abortions as early as 6 weeks will be prohibited in Texas under a new law. Opponents argue that's before some women know they are pregnant. The governor's signing of the bill comes after the news that the U.S. Supreme Court said it would take a case regarding a Mississippi law that would ban most abortions after 15 weeks. It is the first major abortion case heard before the court's newly expanded conservative majority. Now to Ohio, where a hearing will be held on a bill to overhaul election laws. Supporters of House Bill 294 say the measure includes provisions requested by local election officials. Those include an online ballot request system and automated voter registration. But the Ohio director of All Voting is Local, Kayla Griffin calls the bill a Trojan horse, explaining it also includes measures that restrict access.
After such a historic election where we see numbers that are off the charts, we have to tip our hats to the elected officials. Why aren't we leaning into efforts that will continue to grow our electorate as opposed to restricting them?
Voting rights advocates are concerned about several measures, including provisions that cut the last days of early voting and limit the use of drop boxes for absentee ballots. A coalition of organic farmers and other food safety groups are appealing a district court ruling that gave the USDA the green light to continue labeling hydroponically grown produce as organic.
Hydroponic operations grow crops using water-based nutrient solutions without any soil, and it's expected more supermarket produce, such as tomatoes and strawberries, will be grown hydroponically in the coming decades. Sylvia Wu with the Center for Food Safety says the 1990 Organic Foods Production Act specifies that for a crop to be certified organic, it must be grown with measures designed to build soil fertility. But she adds that major hydroponic growers and federal agencies see differently.
The issue of whether or not hydroponic crops can be sold under the organic label has been an ongoing debate between USDA and the organic community for more than a decade.
Supporters of certification say hydroponic vegetables and fruits are grown without synthetic pesticides and so can be considered organic. I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and many people are coming down from more than a year of anxiety. A Census Bureau survey found symptoms of anxiety or depression had increased among adults from 11% in 2019 to 41% in 2021. Dr. Mabel Bongba, an adult psychiatrist with Kaiser Permanente in the greater Seattle area, says going back to pre-pandemic life also brings new stressors, such as returning to the office or school.
Know that other folks are in the same boat. A lot of us are feeling some stress and anxiety with the prospect of yet more changes. And feeling a little stress around change is a pretty normal thing under any circumstance.
Bongba says behavioral health and mindfulness apps such as Calm and MyStrength can help people with self-care. This is Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on great radio stations and online at publicnewsservice.org.
This is a red alert. Please remain calm. Every precaution will be taken for your protection. Keep your radio tuned to this place on the dial throughout the alert period for information. Telephone service to your home may be cut off to permit military and civil defense authorities to carry out vital operations. Take shelter in your basement or in your nearest shelter area. If you can plug in your radio in the basement, take it with you. Use a portable radio set if you have one. Otherwise, turn up the volume of your radio so that you can hear it in the basement. Keep calm. Don't lose your head. This station will continue to stay on the air throughout the alert period to bring you authentic information and official instructions. Refuse to listen to unauthorized rumors or broadcasts. This is your official broadcast.
In accordance with the authority vested in me, I hereby declare a emergency to exist.
I'm probably gonna drown when I'm in it. I bet she gonna get loud when I'm in it. And we might have hanging near me. Only I give a conversation to a Siri. My pants are mirrored. Yes, I'm winning clearly. I'm the chosen one, see my potential, so they fear me. Lately, I've been praying, God, I wonder, can you hear me? Thinking about the old me, I swear I miss you dearly. Stay down till you come up, I've been sticking to that theory. Every day about it, I'm exhausted and I'm weary. Make sure I smile in public when alone, my eyes teary. I fought through it all, but that hurt me severely. I've been getting high to hide behind my insecurities. Taking different pills, but I know it ain't. Cop the BMW, new deposit, I picked up another bag. Like, get on my account while I'm in it. I hear planes flying, crowds screaming, money counting, chains clanging. I guess that's how it sound when you win it. I ain't joking, do it sound like I'm kidding. I've been making like 2,000 a minute. So high up through the clouds, I was swimming. I'm probably gonna drown when I'm in it. I bet she gonna get loud when I'm in it. And we might have a child when I'm finished. Never put out a weak verse, homicides when we lurk. I'm stuck till my feet hurt. When putting them streets first, white tees turn burgundy t-shirts. Looking for some real, he's stuck in a deep search. Anxiety killing me, I just wanna leave Earth. When they ask if I'm okay, it just make everything seem.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. That song was Rap Star by Polo G. Stay tuned for great music and discussion and more. We'll kick off our show after the local news and weather. Yo.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A group of COVID-19 cases at the Grand Rehabilitation and Nursing at Barnwell in Valencia has grown, and none of the staff members that tested positive has been vaccinated, according to the Columbia County Department of Health. Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said Thursday, May 20th, the number of positive COVID cases at that facility has grown from 11 to 16 residents and from 8 to 11 staff members. Mabb said, and I quote, "The 11 staff, none of them are vaccinated," end quote. He added, and I quote, "I have heard throughout these last couple of months that a lot of nursing home staff and even a lot of folks that work in hospitals were not taking the vaccine. And I just personally feel that there is some obligation. If you work with senior citizens or a vulnerable population like nursing home residents, that you should get the vaccination," end quote. State Department of Health Public Information Officer Jeffrey Hammond said all medically eligible nursing home residents and staff in New York have been offered a COVID-19 vaccine. He said 84% of nursing home residents in the county have been vaccinated and 54% of the staff at all facilities are vaccinated. At Barnwell, 43.2% of the staff were fully vaccinated as of May 19th, according to State Health Department data. Among the five nursing facilities in Columbia County, Barnwell has the lowest rate of vaccinated staff after the Fireman's Home, Pine Haven, Ghent Rehabilitation, and Livingston Hills. New York State does not require all individuals to get vaccinated, nor is there a federal mandate to get inoculated, but state law requires all nursing homes to offer all consenting, unvaccinated, existing and new personnel and residents the opportunity to get vaccinated. Mabb said, and I quote, "We don't believe that any of the nursing homes are requiring vaccinations at this point," end quote. He added, and I quote, "I just think it's horrendous. If you're going to work with a vulnerable population, you should get the vaccine," end quote. Columbia County reported two new positive COVID cases as of Thursday morning, but neither were from Barnwell, Mabb said. Barnwell management has been unavailable for comment since the outbreak began last week, despite multiple requests. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Morgan McKay is reporting for State of Politics. Governor Andrew Cuomo, May 20th, pushed back against a reporter's questions concerning his $5.1 million book deal, calling the questions, and I quote, "stupid and offensive," end quote. The reporter asked during Cuomo's press briefing in Buffalo, and I quote, "the allegations out that you made this money on the backs of dead New Yorkers. How do you respond to that?" End quote. Cuomo retorted, and I quote, "that's stupid. Next question," end quote. The reporter later followed up asking why it was stupid that family members who lost loved ones during the pandemic were upset over his book deal. Cuomo said he took issue with the question. Cuomo continued, and I quote, "I thought your question was stupid and offensive," end quote. He added, and I quote, "I wrote the book saying this is what we should learn from what has happened so far with COVID, because we're not done and it's going to continue. And if we don't learn the lessons, we're going to continue to make the same mistakes. That's why I wrote the book," end quote. Cuomo's 2020 tax returns showed that he is set to gain a total of roughly $5.1 million from his pandemic book, American Crisis, Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic, written last year. According to his tax filings, the governor received a first installment of more than $3 million in 2020. After taxes, he donated $500,000 to the United Way and put $1 million into a trust for his three daughters. Currently, the Assembly Judiciary Committee is investigating whether Cuomo used state resources to write the book. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The new Baltimore Town Board voted in April to abolish the position of tax collector, and now some are asking why the decision was made during an election year. Tax collector is an elected position that handles property, water, and sewer taxes. The current tax collector, Diane Jordan, will retire at the end of December. The board voted unanimously to eliminate the position and transfer tax collector's duties to the town clerk's office. New Baltimore Town Supervisor Jeff Russo said this week the decision to abolish the position has been discussed for some time. Russo said, and I quote, "We decided to go with what most of the towns of Greene County have already done when we found out that our longtime tax collector wasn't going to continue. She was going to retire. We decided now was the time," end quote. However, Janet Cash, co-chairwoman of the New Baltimore Democratic Committee, has questioned the timing of the decision. She noted that the Working Families Party had already submitted a petition to run former Ravens Coeyman Cell Clerk Community Library Director Judith Felston for the post, and the Democratic Party intended to nominate Felston at their caucus in July. Cash said she found the timing odd in an election year. Cash said, and I quote, "We are curious about the timing and wondering why they would do this in an election year. But I don't assign any politicism to anyone," end quote. John Eckel, a member of the New Baltimore Democratic Committee, in a letter to the Greene County Board of Elections, questioned the legality of the board's decision, claiming that under town law, legislative action is needed to eliminate the position. The decision is also, and I quote, "contrary to sound policy," end quote. He called on the county to put the position back on the ballot in November. Republican Election Commissioner Brent Bogardus said the town makes the decision, but the State Board of Elections is verifying whether all legal requirements have been met in terms of the timing. And you can read the full story at RavinaNews.com. When Hudson Valley residents discuss local housing, there is almost universal need expressed for more affordable housing, such as a Catskill Housing Forum WGXC broadcast last summer, and in the public comments at other town meetings. Jonathan Drepkin, president and CEO of Pattern for Progress, a Newburgh-based research and public policy nonprofit that released the Hudson Valley Housing Market Report last summer, said, and I quote, "We had an affordable housing crisis before the pandemic," end quote. Still, towns and cities such as Hudson, Catskill, and Kingston failed to bring new affordable housing to the area, and the pandemic exodus from New York City has sent local real estate prices skyrocketing. Now, Michael Hollacy at Spotlight News reports that Selkirk in southern Albany County is the latest municipality to consider new affordable housing in their backyard. Selkirk officials will vote June 9th on a 72-unit affordable housing plan proposed off Route 9W near the Jericho Drive-In. But judging from public comments at town board meeting May 12th and what board members are saying, this is another proposal to help with the lack of local affordable housing that won't come to fruition.
Town Board Member Maureen Cunningham said, and I quote, "I'm going to come out and say it. I'm a no vote on this," end quote. Town Board Member Dan Coffey said that, and I quote, 100%, end quote, of the letters he's received before the meeting opposed the housing project. The town identified the need for affordable housing in a 2019 report where the Capital District Regional Planning Commission said the average county resident would find it difficult to purchase or rent property locally. And you can read the full story at Spotlight News. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, May 21st. A dry day is ahead. A high of 86 is expected at 3 p.m. A light breeze is expected all day. Overnight, temperatures fall to 63 degrees. Tomorrow we'll have a high of 87 with rain starting after 12 p.m. A chance of thunder will be present. Sunday is looking similar with a high of 86 and rain in the afternoon. Pollen levels for today and this weekend will be medium high. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 5:27 a.m., high tide at 10:39 a.m., low tide again at 6:03 p.m. and high tide again at 11:40 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 66 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:59 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:25 a.m. Looking way up, we see the Earth is currently inside a strong solar wind stream, likely to cause high latitude aurora with some geomagnetic unrest. Solar wind speed is currently 551 kilometers per second at 5.9 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 5, storm level. The current sunspot number is 13. This has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wayfarm's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wayfarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. That be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, that's your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the radio at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
You were just listening to an original Clubhouse theme song made in our tracks music program by DJ AJ. Oh, my fault. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization or the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So first off, I am here. I am your host, DJ Ricky. And I am here with
DJ Popcorn.
And
you know what I'm saying?
DJ Bobby.
DJ Bobby, word.
So first off, we're going to start off our show with this segment with some summer vibes. You feel me? Just getting, you know, into the mood of summer. Because, you know, school ending in 12 more days. Well, school 12 days. More school days.
For us.
For Catskill. If we're going to get lit. So,
let's get it.
Yeah.
Got a bankroll. Shooters doing what I say, so cause they on payroll. I got all purple on my shoes, I look like Saints Row. If I let you take my flick, you better catch my angle. Said he won no vibes, came back like I never left. Said that she gon' let me hit, came back, now she undressed. Thought you got my real love, girl, that was another test. Said he won no vibes, came back like I never left. Only do it if it feel natural, I can't force it. They say where you get that swag from, I bought this. If you ask me, then I'm number one, but that's my opinion. You could go check the stats yourself, just start signing in it. Try and compete with me in the same lane. Run, I make my own way, see if they maintain. Feeling like I'm almighty, so a bang bang. Got some hopes for the gang gang, smoke for the pain pain. Fashion, fashion, yeah, fashion fanatic, yeah, yeah. To money and addict, yeah, yeah. The money and baddies, yeah, yeah. Got so much packs on me, you would think I'd be trapping, yeah, yeah. I guess that's what happens, yeah, yeah. When you really got it, yeah, yeah. Know it's gonna be easy to me. I got a bankroll. Shooters doing what I say, so cause they on payroll. I got all purple on my shoes, I look like Saints Row. If I let you take my flick, you better catch my angle. Said he won no vibes, came back like I never left. Said that she gon' let me hit, came back, now she undressed. Thought you got my real love, girl, that was another test. Said he won no vibes, came back like I never left. What you tryna talk about? It ain't about money. I don't hear no notification, not the bank calling. Got the keys, I could pick a door like the warden. You can't even roll a mic, gas, blunts floating. What even what happened? I'm like a virgin of Paris, yeah. Oh, they said, I'm embarrassing. Boy, my son, carriage, yeah. We having fun with this still. I can tell that you overthinking. I can do it with my eyes closed. You can see that I'm barely blinking. Fashion, fashion, yeah. Fashion fanatic, yeah. To money and add it, yeah, yeah. The money and baddies, yeah, yeah. Got so much packs on me, you would think I'd be traveling, yeah, yeah. I guess that what happens. Yeah, yeah, when you really got it, yeah, yeah. Know it's gonna be easy to me. I got a bankroll. Shooters doing what I say, so cause they on payroll. I got all purple on my shoes, I look like Saints Row. If I let you take my flick, you better catch my angle. Said he won no vibes, came back like I never left. Said that she gon' let me hit, came back, now she undressed. Thought you got my real love, girl, that was another test. Said he won no vibes, came back like I never left.
This Oceanside Verbo is about to become the backdrop for an unforgettable vacation memory. One of the rare moments when kids just let themselves be kids again, and even parents let them.
I love Flippy Wet.
Can't see a damn thing, big walk. I can't see a damn thing, big walk.
Yeah. They like Stevie. They can't see me. They won't beat me. I'm in that
see some down the block that ain't from here. No, I got a lot, but I need some damn more, yeah. If I catch the odds, then I'm up in the damn score, yeah. Can't see a damn thing, big walk. I can't see a damn thing, big walk. Yeah. They like Stevie. They can't see me. They won't beat me. I'm in a Guinea. Looks like a king. Wanna feed you. It ain't me. She won't please me. She need me. Boy, mean me. They like mine. Boy, mean me. She like mine. She too greasy, she so meat. I'm that beat, I'm gon' eat it. I bet y'all beat it. I put on a bus, I got to see it. I put on a bus, I'ma leave the bleeding. I'ma leave the geeking. Have it gone by the weekend. Got too much water, got me leaking. She got me leaking. I'm on the deep end. I'm on the deep end. Yeah. I can't see a damn thing, big walk. I can't see a damn thing, big walk. Yeah. They like Stevie. They can't see me. They won't beat me. I'm in a Guinea. Looks like a king. Wanna feed you. It ain't me, me. She won't please me. She need me. Boy, I need me. They like mine.
Zillow has more listings.
She needs just a kick. New Orleans says he locked in seats. Me rolling that coupe with a bucket seat. Got out of the mud like a football clique. I use a drop out of that photo geek. Call her the plug and he know what I need. Stay on the knee so we hardly speak. Yeah, I'm in New York counting money. Yeah, ain't the same man, but I'm stunning. Yeah, one of these boys wanna love me. Yeah, now wife didn't know love be dubby.
Yeah, yeah, woo. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Got an X
stain
on her jeans. I know
she's
with
us. Yeah, yeah. I wish last week on the E-Rex and I came with some piranhas. Yeah.
So, we are back, feel me? So, our sound engineer DJ Popcorn had to step out. But, I'm here with, my boy DJ Bobby. DJ Bobby. He here.
DJ Bobby on the beat.
So, yeah, for our summer, we decided that, you know, Kite's Nest. Like, let's talk about Kite's Nest, right? So, Clubhouse last week, we took a trip to Kite's Nest. And basically what we did was we did... Okay, so let me muffle. I'm stuttering. But we did five things, basically. First, we did this get-to-know-you type of thing involving rock, paper, scissors to kind of interact with other people. Because they didn't want us to be awkward, you know, because it was Hudson and Catskill, right? Secondly, we did this thing where something involving declaring for, like, there was different categories that you had to decide which one you fit into. Like, there was caregiver, healer, and you had a partner. Like, it was you and then one other person. And you guys had to decide on which one best fit you. And so... the one that best fit me was caregiver and healer, because as a peer leader, we sort of kind of do stuff around, like, healing and road to recovery, like, recovery and stuff like that. And part of recovering is healing. So, yeah. Then we did this. Okay, I lied. We did not do five. Well, we did, but, like, I don't remember all five. My bad. But the third one was we did this little chant thing, right? And it was my group. It was me, DJ Popcorn, and DJ Shaw Money, which is, he isn't here today. But, we did a little thing on that. And, we kind of turned it into a little competition towards the end between me, DJ Popcorn, and DJ Shaw Money, and this group from Hudson. They was, pretty good too. And, I guess nobody really won it, because, like, nobody said, oh, you guys won, or, oh, you guys won. But we just kind of just made it a fake competition, and we had a lot of fun. And Kite's Nest is having this little summer thing. They're doing some regen thing. Yeah, hold on, let me see. They are having a regen fest next Saturday from 11 to 3. Involving activities, events, and food. So that'll be fun, you know, go down there. It's in Hudson. Go visit there, see what it's all about. Not only that, but this summer, starting in July, Clubhouse is having our little, like, kind of like peer leader work over the summer. So if you're looking to be a peer leader and you, like, you know, you just enjoy helping out and you just need, like, extra pocket money, you know, stuff like that, come to the Clubhouse. You have to be, well, like, 14 older, and you can just be a part of our little summer team. We're gonna do a lot of fun stuff, have a lot of events. It's gonna be fun. So yeah, but I will join you back with the real sound engineer DJ Popcorn after the news update. So got you.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Reverend Richard Turpin of the Second Baptist Church in Catskill has announced the mass food distribution event conducted Wednesday, May 19th, will be the last one. At the event, more than 535-pound boxes of food were distributed. The funding for subsequent events has been eliminated by the federal government, Turpin said. He said, and I quote, "We're coming out of a pandemic, so they, the lawmakers, feel this program is not necessary now," end quote. The distribution was scheduled to begin at 10 a.m., but it started early because of the line of cars waiting on Main Street for the event to begin, Turpin said. All 500 boxes had been handed out by 11 a.m. Earlier that same morning, approximately 750 boxes were given away at the Greene County YMCA in Coxsackie.
The Second Baptist Church and the YMCA had hoped to increase the number of boxes this time around, but the supply from the U.S. Department of Agriculture was not available. Turpin said organizations on the U.S. West Coast stopped receiving supplies weeks ago. About 20 volunteers from the Second Baptist Church, Greene County Sheriff's Office, Catskill Department of Parks, and the Elliott at Catskill helped with the distribution by loading the boxes of food into vehicles. Turpin plans to continue looking for other funding sources for future food distributions. Turpin said, and I quote, "The need is still there. We're just going to have to find another source," end quote. The event this week was the fifth food distribution held by the church this year. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Macko is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The proposal for a solar project on East Red Mill Road in Greenville are now officially off the table. The decision followed a vote by the town board in March to declare the Red Mill Road a scenic byway. A subsequent determination by Code Enforcement Officer Mark Overbrow found that the commercial solar farm cannot, under town law, be built on a designated roadway. As a result, the project is off the agenda for the town planning board, and the application review has ended, explained town attorney Tal Rapelier. Rapelier recently advised the planning board that Cypress Creek could appeal to the Zoning Board of Appeals for a use variance, something he said that could be, and I quote, "very, very difficult," end quote, to obtain. National solar company Cypress Creek Renewables first proposed the Red Mill Solar Project more than 5 years ago. During that time, there have been multiple meetings, extensive research, hearings, and a 640-page application to the town. The company was prepared to lease 23 acres on East Mill Road owned by James Weeks. The project had been moving along in the planning board process until the March town board meeting, when town board member Travis Richards explained that East Red Mill Road is in fact a New York State designated scenic byway. Two sections of the roadways were officially designated by New York State as scenic in 1991. A section of East Red Mill as well as a section of Plattskill Road both were selected for their viewshed. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Progressive legal groups are calling for the passage of a bill that would end contracts between local governments and federal immigration enforcement officials to detain immigrants. The New York Immigrant Family Unity Project, a coalition that includes the Legal Aid Society, Brooklyn Defender Services, and the Bronx Defenders, announced their support of the bill, which is meant to reduce the power of ICE to separate immigrant families, according to bill supporters. There are multiple local governments that have contracts with ICE for their jails in New York. The group said in a statement, and I quote, "ICE enforcement and detention is racist, inhumane, and a danger to us all. It separates families, subjects people to the extensive trauma and harms of incarceration, deprives people of basic human needs and rights, and has killed hundreds of people." Yet in New York State, numerous county and city jails are paid by ICE to incarcerate people solely because of where they were born, end quote. The legislation was sponsored by Assemblymember Carnes Reyes and State Senator Julia Salazar. State lawmakers previously adopted measures intended to end law enforcement coordination with ICE, including a law that forbids the agency from making arrests in state courthouses without a warrant. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Now you gang gang, look how time fly by. I'm in this rental off 230s. in these 30s, come outside, and this pressure getting applied. I want him gone, he keep f***ing up my vibe. Yeah, he 12, he all on live, acting tough as hell, he must be out his mind. Big boss Bezo in his thumb out my body. I'm getting rich, I feel like Roddy. Serta fiends, fentanyl and molly. Told her don't act like you want me, you want my profit. I can make her think she popping, when she not, I was just flying. Big boss status, pockets fat as hell, they on old Rick Ross status. Don't get flipped like you in gymnastics. Hard online, but in real life, he made of plastic. You ain't built the way I'm built, cause you uncut from the same fabric. Walk down, gang, we don't drive back. You was, now you gang, gang, look how time fly back. I'm in this rental off 230, trying to slide. It is just the guys, they had died. And if not, God on their side.
I want them to see my face when I walk down, ain't no disguise. Still creep on you, I'll make time. Two to the dawn, it's for sure he died. I know he finished, don't go check, I got bullets. Can't survive. Better enjoy that life you live in. These blue tips eat you alive. Still take hits for the top dollar. Remember, it just cost a dime. Bad bitch, I make a now all caps and say slime. Rob, you try me like a rapper, but this deeper than rhyme. Called out of bounds and we welcome. Ain't no get back for your guys. No, no. I'm here, huncho. My mind healed is locked, so I go spin myself. These diamond dancing 5'7. Hold on, my pants don't need a belt. It's just me and a bad remembers that I need help. I'm pulling you out after we. Hit me back, this how you felt. I'm banging big, so icy, gang. Yeah, this the kind that don't even melt. I got some can't run from you. Be whack for you, take the step. Walk them down with Air Force One, hop out on you, shoot like I'm still. I fit the count too loud, suppressor on it, so I won't go down.
Walk down, gang, we don't drive back. You was, now you gang, gang. Look how time fly back. I'm in this rental off 230s, trying to slide. And then, this the guys, they had died. And if not, God on their side. We're walking down and get go. Then I be the chill out, you be doing the most. One op down, so we making a toast. 100 more rounds for whoever was close. Put red in his head, now he look like LeBeau. And shout out to Yachty, that's bro. Might go hit a lick and fall off in the club with the glick in my coat. Who want the smoke? Walk down, gang, we on drive by. He was neutron, now he gang bang. Look how time fly by. I got his OG sitting there crying. She like, God, why? I put 13 hollows in his mind. Just when he thought it was fine.
I go.
So it's DJ Popcorn here with
DJ Rookie
and DJ Bobby.
DJ Rookie,
DJ Bobby on the beats.
All right,
so gosh, now we got COVID.
Okay.
COVID. So basically, we had this little thing now where in certain spots, you know, as the vaccine is getting more and more. People to take, you know. Yeah. Now in certain areas, you no longer need a mask if you are vaccinated. my bad, I had to yawn. Muffle. But if you are fully vaccinated, you do not need a mask in certain places. You still need one in schools and in certain other places. But in, you know, like
actually, I think if you were fully vaccinated and you bring your papers into school, you'll be able to not wear a mask.
But no, I don't think that's how it works. Because I think the law was that you can't wear it in school or public. Like you're not allowed to take it off in school or public transportation.
And I want to know though, like next year when they require you to have the vaccination before you can come back into school, I want to know how they know you're gonna have like real papers.
Because I'm pretty sure stuff. You have to like get it. They get the papers from your doctor. I think they get it faxed. I'm pretty sure that's how they do that. Pretty much like any other like doctor.
What if you a hacker though? What if you like one of them dudes that be playing Minecraft?
Well, then that's weird. You're weird if you're hacking. You're like saying that you got a vaccination. No parent would put that much effort into that.
I would.
Most definitely.
If I want my kids to get that vaccine, because I want them to have kids. Like if you get the Johnson & Johnson one,
if
I would
get the Johnson
&
Johnson one.
Because you must not want kids. But yeah.
Honestly, if you got the Johnson & Johnson one, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about your reproductive status.
That's tough. And it's sad because Johnson & Johnson 2 is supposed to be for babies. That's sad.
I'm dead. So for that COVID thing, some places you will no longer need a mask if you are fully vaccinated with evidence. But also in India, due to the population increasing in India, the COVID is spreading down there really badly.
Very badly.
There's many people dying and getting sick.
There were over 5 million new reported cases in the last 3 months for India, so it's kind of going terrible down there.
It is real bad. Going bad. No. All right, but
we have to get them.
India though, for real.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to DJ Phoebe.
Oh my DJ God, Phoebe. I am so sorry, DJ Phoebe. My bad, I just got
We forgot to call you on. Sorry. But he's here now. Though.
I was gonna let go, but you know it's too important a conversation to just let go. But I appreciate DJ Bobby dropping in some knowledge on us. 5 million cases. I hadn't heard that number, so thank you. Do you all have a sense of, like, how does what's happening in India actually mean something to you in your life?
To our life?
Does it affect how you think about COVID for yourself? Yeah.
No, I don't live in India.
Okay, listen. Man,
that's just me. Because,
honestly, it affects me most likely because there's a lot of traveling, and some people may not have it then. But when they probably go to the airport to travel to the States and stuff, it'll probably come over here more.
Yeah. Now that makes a ton of sense for sure. And have y'all heard about any of the science about like the connection too between when the virus is spreading and what happens in mutations and different strains?
No, I haven't heard about that.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah, so I mean, what has happened with COVID? The first COVID that was in this country is not the same COVID that was most common 3 months or 6 months later. It keeps changing. And every time it changes, it's more deadly and easier to spread. And so even though here in the States, it feels like things are getting a little bit better, to DJ Bobby's point, we're a global society. People travel from all different countries, and so do viruses. So while the rest of the globe doesn't have access to vaccines, we can't feel like we're totally safe here. We don't live in a vacuum, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think. But the only reason why I knew about the whole entire 5 billion is because I think India has a population of over 1 billion there. Like, over 1 billion people, and just for that to get to, like, 5 million that fast in 3 months, just, like, worries me. Because I think the United States have, what, 1 billion, 2 billion, too, in here?
I think Africa got the most, right?
Yeah.
Or, no, China has the most.
China has the most. China has, like, 3 billion.
Yeah, the best, the highest.
India has, like, 1 to 2 billion. We have 1 to 2 billion. There's another, like...
Yeah, Africa, Asia, Europe, Australia, Antarctica.
But just for India to sit there and have 5 million cases in 3 months, just, like, imagine if we just let it happen for, like, another 6 months, and probably the whole entire India population would just be...
I mean, if you do statistics, they got 1 billion, and then there's 5 million. With 5 million overall.
Yeah, but the population is going to keep on growing within the next few years. Oh, yeah. So, therefore, it's going to keep spreading.
Do any of you have any worries for yourselves or your friends about requirement?
Well, for my friends, but like honestly, I'm thinking about getting the vaccine soon.
Me too. I've actually been getting no shots in my mouth.
I told my mom I was not getting it.
So I hear two yeses and one not so sure.
I told my mom I was never gonna get it.
Like I've been thinking about getting it. You know,
my boy. Meet DJ Ricky. Since I'm the one that said no, but I said no. Strictly for the reason that
DJ Bobby got vaccinated.
I just feel like I don't really like, you know, as a youngin, I mean, my immune system has held up pretty well for my first 15 years of living. So I feel as though it can do the same for another 15 years. And then when I'm 30, if the vaccine is still valid and it's not mandated within the next 15 years, then I will gladly take it. But until my immune system starts weakening, I'm not gonna take it.
But honestly, there was like this one big, huge conspiracy theory that says every 100 years there's always a new type of sickness or something. We had the Black Plague, the Spanish flu, and then now we have coronavirus. And there's one more, I forgot what it was called, because it was like for the past 400 years.
Smallpox.
Yeah, so every year, like every 100 years, apparently it's a new virus. And it's just, like, crazy to me.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I mean, all of these things are documented as real, right? Like yeah. Enough people at this point know someone who died, right? Where it came from and all of that. And, you know, this virus is a direct result of climate collapse, right? We've cleared so many forests that wild animals are getting sick, and then that's spreading to humans. Yeah. It didn't used to do that because wild animals were in the wild. But yeah, I mean, so I want to ask a follow-up question because, like, you're in different places about the vaccine, which is true for most of the country. Right now, only 38% of Americans are fully vaccinated. Only 38%.
I know my
more like.
Oh, sorry. You can go ahead.
No, well, my question for you guys is, like, I heard, so New York State already decided that all public state colleges, like the SUNY colleges and the CUNY colleges, are going to require vaccination to go in person. So I'm curious how it's going to affect, like, I don't know, Lincoln, what if you were, like, enrolled to go to college next fall? You know, how are you thinking about that then?
You said college-wise?
Well, let's just say you were going to go to college next year, right? Given what you just said about where you are, which is, like, you're still kind of a wait and see with the vaccine thing, and if they required it, how would that impact you?
Well, then, if it was, like, college, and I really, like, so, if, like, you know, I'm always going to try to go to college, but it's, like, if the thing was mandated in order for me to go to college, I feel as though then I would take it into consideration only because I want to have a good career ahead of me after college. Yeah. But I wouldn't, like, it depends on what type of college deal I get. Like, if I'm on a scholarship, then no, because, like, it's a scholarship.
Yeah.
But if I'm, like, but if I already had, like, saved up all the money and blah, 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 I didn't get a scholarship, then, yeah. I'm gonna get the vaccine because it's like I already did all that work.
Sorry, do we know if Syracuse also requires a vaccination yet?
I can check for you. It's been really different in lots of different places. So it was only public colleges that I heard about, but we can check Syracuse.
I know for a fact the one in Albany, New York, is called Saint Cyril. They require vaccinations.
Yeah, there's, like, hundreds of colleges and universities that are at this point. Just the other day, there was, like, some protest happening at some colleges. Because some students feel like it's not fair to require a personal health decision to have access to education. So it's definitely going to be a big issue, I think, coming up. But, you know, we know that vaccines make a lot of people safer, right? Like, I understand why they want to encourage it. And I think, like, it's important we think about making it fair so that if there's people who there's a good reason they can't or won't, that they can still have an education, you know?
Yeah.
So, Phoebs, I have a question.
Hi. Yeah, what you got?
So, have you gotten vaccinated yet?
Alright, you gotta ask me private health information on the radio? It's cool. I am...
My bad. No, my bad.
It's cool, man. I could say no if I didn't want to share, but I'll share. I waited for a while. I wanted to wait and see more results for people over time. Right? This is the thing about a new drug, right? Is like you can't study the future until it happens. So I wanted to wait and see. I waited through what they saw with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and it felt like, all right, they looked at it, they studied it. It didn't seem like it was too big of a risk, so I decided to move ahead. Mm-hmm. You know, I think people should have the right to make the decision
over
time with their own.
If people did sit there and, like, to the people who did get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, is it like, can you also get the other one as well, since it just, like,